The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they receive their reward. When you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not appear to others to be fasting, except your Father who is hidden. Your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord. St. Maximilian Kolbe, whose feast day we celebrate the day before the Assumption every year, August 14th, was a great lover of the Blessed Virgin Mary, that he called the Immaculata. He said that the saints tried to live out the gospel without veneer, without compromise, without diluting it. He also said the spiritual life can be summarized in three specific practices: prayer, work, and suffering. Prayer, work, and suffering. Now, the first reading from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians can be summarized in this short phrase: God loves a cheerful giver. That's worth memorizing, okay? God loves a cheerful giver. So if you're giving, don't have a long face. The Pope says, cara di vinagre, okay? In other words, don't come up with this vinegar face. No? Give with a smile. One occasion there was a novice in the Missionaries of Charity that came out of the convent with a long face. And Mother Teresa says, "If you can't smile, go back to bed." She went back to bed. At least she was honest that she didn't want to smile that day. No? So it's important that we learn how to radiate the joy of Christ. Pope Francis wrote that document, The Joy of the Gospel. So we want to give, but not begrudgingly, not with a long face, not with a Frankenstein look on our face, but rather we want to give joyfully. A responsorial real psalm can be summarized in what you've repeated three times. Blessed the man who fears the Lord. More than once have I been approached by people that said, we should not have fear of the Lord, but love of God. That's wrong. That's totally wrong. We should have both. More than once, the people, you shouldn't have fear of God, it's just love God. Wrong. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of what? Wisdom. It's one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We should have fear of the Lord. Any of you ever read Teresa of Avila in Spanish, you're going to hear temor de Dios. Temor de Dios, which is English for what? Any of you speak Spanish here? What is temor de Dios? Fear of the Lord. Teresa of Avila repeats that over and over again, and she's one of the greatest teachers in the Catholic Church. So we should love God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. But we should have fear of the Lord because all of us can fall into sin and fall into sin very quickly and very deeply, like quicksand. You know what quicksand is? That's what arena movediza, quicksand. You can fall into that and you can sink up to your neck. So we got to be humble. Humility and fear of the Lord are twin sisters. Okay, the gospel today. I invite you to maybe try to spend some time reading the life of the saint we celebrate today. His name is Saint Luis Gonzaga. He lived the gospel today. The gospel today is perfect for this saint. Perfect for this saint. He was born in 1568, born of a very noble family, Spanish origin, but born in northern Italy. And even when he was very young, he spent a long time in prayer and penance. And when he was just a small child, he consecrated his virginity to Mary when he was a small child. And he wanted to become a priest, but his father opposed his priestly vocation for about 4 years. So he entered into the Blessed Mother said that he wanted him to enter into what is called La Compañía de Jesús, which would be the Jesuits. So he entered the Jesuits, filled with fervor, deep prayer life, a life of penance, life of obedience. And this man, young man, had as his spiritual director, any of you know, Saint Robert Bellarmine, who was one of the greatest doctors and teachers in the church, who was a Jesuit. Any of you know who he received his first communion from? Saint Charles Borromeo. Not bad, huh? First communion from St. Charles Borromeo, spiritual director. He had this great saint. So, the importance of having proper spiritual direction. His spiritual director gave him three counsels, St. Robert Bellarmine. Number one, he said, go to confession and communion often. This is when people receive communion once a year. We're talking about almost 500 years ago. Go to confession often. Also told him to have great love for Mary. And he said, to read the lives of the saints. Amen? Great advice. Confession, communion, love Mary, read the lives of the saints. So, he died when he was in his early 20s. He's one of the patron saints of the Oblates of the Virgin Mary. He's the patron saint of the theologians. What does that mean? It means the young men that are studying theology as Oblates, we've chosen him to be the patron saint. The reason being is because he died when he was studying theology. How did he die? If you know church history, there was a bubonic plague that was sweeping throughout Europe. The Jesuits had set up a hospital. Back then the hospitals were pretty primitive. There was a lot of germs, a lot of bacteria. We didn't have modern means of healing people. So he was carrying people on his back. He was helping the plague victims, and he contracted the plague. And shortly after that, he died. But I'd like to say one last thing. In the Liturgy of the Hours, some of you have prayed the Liturgy of the Hours, you have one of the most beautiful, beautiful writings in which St. Louis de Montfort was writing a goodbye letter to his mother, telling his mother that he was about to die, telling his mother that he was about to go to heaven, telling his mother that he was going to see her one day in heaven. How many children write letters to their mothers saying that they're going to die and they're going to go to heaven? I haven't read one yet. Maybe you haven't either. And he was joyful because he knew that when he died, that he was going to go to heaven. And his mother was there at his beatification. What an incredible saint. There at his beatification, his mother. So, what do we have in the Gospel today? Prayer, penance, almsgiving. Even as a child, you would pray 3 hours a day. 3 hours a day as a child. Penance, he practiced fasting so that he would be able to live a life of purity because his passions were very strong, very imperious desires as teenagers have. So he was able to subordinate his passions by prayer and fasting. And last, almsgiving. Almsgiving is not simply giving money to the poor, but helping out the poor with a cheerful heart. He helped out the poor so much that he died serving the poor. And that's why today we celebrate the young, great Saint Aloysius Gonzaga. So hopefully today you have a new friend. And your new friend today is the great Aloysius Gonzaga. Amen.